The complications of tracking down suspected terrorists in Pakistan are clear if you consider the example of one recent airstrike. On January 29th, a CIA missile attack in remote northwest Pakistan killed a senior al-Qaeda commander, Abu Layth Alibi. The attack was unusual because the CIA did not tell the Pakistani government about it until it was underway. And U.S. forces may start taking that unilateral approach in Pakistan more often. That's according to a story in today's Washington Post. Robin Wright is one of the writers of that story. She joins me now. Welcome to the program, Robin.
Nice to be with you.
Now, first of all, could you just tell us the details of that airstrike on the 29th?
The operation involved a U.S. Predator, which is actually operated from a base in Nevada when it's at altitude. Operators zoom in on a target, and the missile is fired against, in this case, a cluster of small homes in a compound near Mir Ali, which is a Pakistani town in the tribal areas. The object of the attack was a senior al-Qaeda operative, and he had been monitored by someone on the ground who provided information to the United States. And we decided in this case to act alone without the Pakistanis for a variety of reasons, including the fear that the Pakistanis may, on the eve of an election, say no, fear that the intelligence might make its way back to those who were the target.
Why does the U.S. feel emboldened to act unilaterally now?
The United States felt it had little choice. Sometimes the mere fact that it takes time to check with Pakistan, time to go over the options, means that the targets slip away. And so in this case, I think from what we understand, they decided to act quickly and decisively to get him because they'd missed him in the past, because they didn't want to get bogged down in a time-consuming process of checking with the Pakistanis.
Now, this missile attack happened on January 29th, almost a month ago. When the U.S. acts in an autonomous fashion like this, what is the diplomatic fallout?
Well, so far, there's been very little diplomatic fallout. The United States, in fact, has had very little feedback. In some ways, the Americans are believed to be far more active in this region than they really are. It's been a deep source of frustration that special forces have not been able to go in and carry out the kind of raids they do in Iraq, which has produced a treasure trove from computers or diaries or materiel in the possession of extremists. They haven't been able to do that in the Pakistani areas. And so that's limited their ability to find out what plans are being made, unravel the networks involved. And that's a source of deep frustration.
You know, it's interesting that this is something that we're seeing in Pakistan. We're also hearing it on the campaign trail. Hillary Clinton has criticized her rival Barack Obama for saying that he would approve attacks on al-Qaeda in Pakistan without gaining permission from the government there. It sounds like this kind of approach, depending on what happens in November, may become much more common.
Well, whether a Democrat or a Republican is in the White House, the reality is that on the ground, it's very difficult to penetrate this no man's land. Pakistani intelligence has its own problems in its own country, finding out where these people are operating. And so the United States may find that, unlike Iraq, where it can carry out raids on the ground, that strikes by Predator missiles are one of the few alternatives in striking al-Qaeda, in hurting its operations and eliminating its leadership.
Robin Wright, thanks so much for talking to us.
Nice to be with you.
Robin Wright is a reporter for The Washington Post. She's also the author of Dreams and Shadows, The Future of the Middle East.